VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders, along with hundreds of veterans, marked the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France today. The day began with a lone bagpiper marking the moment the first British soldiers went ashore. French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Theresa May met with a group of veterans and thanked them, saying, "We owe them our freedom."
To our veterans here in Normandy today, I want to say the only words we can. Thank you.
Later, the French president told D-Day veterans that France doesn't forget their sacrifice for his country's liberty.
"We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you."
In his speech, U.S. President Donald Trump honored the Great Alliance built on the beaches of Normandy 75 years ago.
"To all of our friends and partners, our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace. Our bond is unbreakable."
Following the ceremony, the two presidents held a bilateral meeting where NATO, trade, and defense issues were discussed. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has resigned after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. Rasmussen's Liberal Party actually picked up seats, but the nationalist Danish People's Party that supported his minority government suffered huge losses. The Social Democrats got about 26% of votes to lead all parties. This is VOA News. Sudan's pro-democracy leaders are vowing to continue their campaign of civil disobedience until the ruling military council is ousted and killers of protesters are brought to justice. This follows a crackdown this week that killed scores of people. Meanwhile, the African Union says it is suspending Sudan from all AU activities with immediate effect over the deadly unrest. The suspension, it says, would last until Sudan's military hands over power to a transitional civilian authority. The United States and Mexico are holding more talks today about migrant policy. A U.S. deadline looms for Mexico to take more action to control the number of people reaching the border or face tariffs on Mexican goods. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
5% tariffs are slated for Monday unless Mexico proposes a solution acceptable to the White House for stemming the flow of Central American migrants. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard says he and Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo didn't even focus on the tariffs.
"Dialogue was focused on migration flows and what Mexico are doing."
He says he's optimistic, but President Trump criticized the talks as not nearly enough to halt the import taxes. Congressional Republicans may try to block the tariffs. They worry that they'll hike costs for U.S. consumers, harm the economy, and jeopardize the new Mexico-Canada trade deal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Taiwan says it has formally made a request to the United States to purchase new state-of-the-art military tanks and anti-tank missile systems. Reuters' Grace Lee reports the move drew an angry response from China.
The U.S. is planning for a massive arms deal with Taiwan, and that won't go down well in China. According to sources, the U.S. Congress has been sent an informal notice for the potential sale of $2 billion worth of weapons. It'll bolster Taiwan's defenses against China, which Beijing sees as its own territory. Taiwan's long been a point of tension between the U.S. and China, and the arms deal is expected to only strain ties that are already at a low over the trade war.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Two American women accused of joining the Islamic State terror group, along with their children, are heading back to the United States. A spokesman for the Kurdish-led administration in northeast Syria told VOA the women and six children were turned over to U.S. custody on Wednesday. The U.S. State Department said it was assisting with the repatriation of Americans from Syria, though officials declined to provide specifics. For more on this story and all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of OAN.